Hey friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical, yet I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Having It All podcast, the show about what it takes to live an abundant, loving life. My name is Matthew Bivens, and each week I'm helping you get out of your head so that you can truly have it all. Let's do it. What's going on, my awesome friend? Welcome back to the Having It All podcast. I am Matthew Bivens, your balanced lifestyle coach, and this show is the place to tune into each and every week to learn how to have it all and live your abundant, loving life. Because if you're tired of feeling stuck, if you're tired of feeling frustrated, if you know that there's more out there for you and you desire to have more clarity, more confidence, more purpose, then you are in the right place. Thank you for joining me today. Again, whether this is your first time joining or whether you've been here since day one, I truly, truly appreciate it. And I would also appreciate if you hit subscribe on whatever podcast app that you're listening to this right now. Hit that subscribe button. And if you want to, you can leave me a rating and a review. I love that feedback. I thrive off of it. And lastly, if you want to reach out to me directly, if you have a question for me, if you have a suggestion for a podcast topic, if you got some feedback for the show, or you just want to say what's up, you can hit me up in two ways. First, my email address is matthew@matthewbivens.com. Second, you can go to Instagram and DM me. I'm at Matthew_Bivens. So today's episode is all about expressing yourself fully and feeling fully expressed in your life and why that's so important. You know, feeling fully expressed means many different things. And so one of the things I'll do today is talk about what it actually means to be authentic and express yourself fully. I'm going to talk about what it looks like, give examples of what it looks like. I'm going to talk about what happens when you don't do it and how to change that. Because again, feeling fully expressed or just feeling like you're expressing yourself more and more, like you're progressing in that area, that's part of having it all. It's a part of living and experiencing your abundant, loving life. So I'm excited to dig into that topic with you today. Before we kick things off, I got a couple of announcements that I want to share with you, all great things. And first, I just want to acknowledge that I did not publish this episode when I typically do. Normally, I publish on Tuesdays, and this episode today got dropped on a Wednesday. So I just want to own that. And, you know, this is the third time in the history of the podcast, all 5+ years. It's only the third time that I've missed my publish date. And so I just appreciate your patience. If you were wondering, like, yo, where is this episode at? I appreciate your patience. And, you know, life circumstances, hit me over the weekend and during the week and pulled my energy into different directions. So I just did not give this the energy and the focus and the priority that it needed. And as a result, I'm publishing a day later. So I appreciate, again, you just flowing with me. And yeah, thank you so much. Next announcement is that if you've been listening to the podcast since the beginning of the year, then you notice that I kicked off this year with a different sort of format and style for how I was going to do the episodes. Each month was going to have a topic theme, like a habit theme at the beginning of the month episode, and then every Tuesday had a different type of episode structure to it. One of them was a listener love episode. One episode was a conversation I had with Sarah about relationships. Another episode was sort of a coaching, like me coaching you through things. And so I gave that a try for, I'd say, about 3 months, maybe even 4 months. We did that structure. And recently, I've released that. You know, I was feeling, after doing that for 3 or 4 months, I was feeling a bit boxed in creatively, you know, and I had created this structure, which I thought was going to help me to be able to express myself more fully. But it actually ended up feeling a little bit stifling. So I've released that. And one of the things I'll share with you, and something that I love about this platform and this podcast, is that I'm constantly trying stuff out. I try things out. I make changes. I shift things around. I mean, if you've been listening since day one, you've seen the show evolve. The music has changed several times. The types of the structure of the episodes have changed. I mean, I launched this podcast doing solely interviews. It was a 100% interview-based show, and then that evolved over time. So I'm letting you know that I am constantly evolving as an individual, and I'm constantly trying new things. So that's why you heard a certain style of episode at the beginning of the year, and now things are different because I'm just switching it up, and I'm flowing with what really resonates with me. And that's what I allow to kind of direct where I go next. And hey, you may experience some other experiments that I might do later in the year if I feel inspired to try something else out. So I just wanted to share that with you and just let you know sort of why you might be hearing changes with this podcast. The longer you listen to the show, you might be like, wait a minute, he used to do that segment, and now he doesn't do it anymore. It's because I'm constantly trying new things. I'm constantly tinkering and playing and experimenting. And you have the ability to influence how the show goes and the things I talk about. And you can do that by just giving me some feedback. You know, reach out to me, email me, hit me up on Instagram, and let me know, like, hey, Matthew, I really love the segments you used to do, and now you don't do them anymore, and I'm kind of bummed. Or, hey, Matthew, I really love this new thing that you got going on. Keep it up. It's fantastic. Or whatever your feedback is, share it, right? I'm inviting you to share with me to let me know what you like so that I can continue to create a show and a message that, you know, you dig and you are excited to tune into. So again, if you want to give me some feedback, you can go to, you can email me, matthew@matthewbivens.com, or you can go to Instagram and direct message me. I'm @Matthew_Bivens. Last announcement for today is that the Having It All Blueprint course is going to be coming back very, very soon. So this course is really a blueprint. It's a process. It's a framework to help you have it all and to create your abundant, loving life, to turn it from something that you just listen to on the show to actually putting these things into practice. And I walk you through the steps to get so clear as to who you are as an individual, what lights you up, what your superpowers are, to help you develop your North Star and to create amazing, incredible, beautiful, thriving relationships around you. And it's a step-by-step process that I walk you through. And it's, you know, it's a guide. It's so many awesome things. And the course has been out for several years. It's the actual, the framework and the structure that I use in my one-on-one coaching. I took that same framework from my coaching and I turned it into this self-guided course for you. And so what I'm doing right now is I'm making some updates, adding a couple little things, and then I'm going to be relaunching it. So I'm giving you a heads up. I'm letting you know first that in the near future, you're going to see a total relaunch of the Blueprint course. And so if you didn't get in on the first time it was launched in the first wave, then I highly recommend you check it out this time around. And to get all the updates and announcements on that, please make sure you're on my mailing list. You can go to my website, matthewbivens.com, scroll to the bottom, and you'll see a section where you can enter your name and email and get on the list. That way, you will be informed when things are happening and as the blueprint comes out. So I'm really, really excited about that. This course has impacted and shifted so many lives. And I love helping you have it all. And you know, that this is one way that I do that. So if you have any questions for me, just reach out, let me know. Hey friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical, yet I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off. What's up, friends? This episode is sponsored by Factor, my go-to source for delicious and ready-to-eat meals. Sarah and I are very intentional with what we feed our family. We know that food is fuel, and mealtime not only gives us a chance to connect as a family, but also take care of our bodies. That's why we are grateful we found Factor. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. Our family loves the smoothies and wellness shots in particular. With Factor, you can get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. So, what are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. Head to factormeals.com/havingitall50 and use code HAVINGITALL50 to get 50% off. That's code HAVINGITALL50 at factormeals.com/havingitall50 to get 50% off. All right, let's dive into today's topic, because talking about being fully expressed, It's an interesting thing for me, because you know me as somebody who expresses themselves on a podcast, who shares openly, authentically, vulnerably, but I'll tell you, that is not how I used to be. I used to keep so many things inside, and I used to not allow my creativity to flourish. I used to not take risks. I used to allow my fear and my consideration over others and my wondering what people are going to think about me to prevent me from being fully expressed. So it's kind of this full circle experience for me to now be sharing and talking about this on the podcast to you and helping you to become more fully expressed, because I have gone through the whole spectrum of this. And what's beautiful is I'm constantly finding new ways, new opportunities to express myself. So this topic means a lot to me, because it absolutely is part of having it all, feeling like you are expressing yourself in ways that matter to you. And the impact of not being fully expressed is feeling frustrated in life. And maybe you don't even know why, but there's just this like underlying frustration that things aren't turning out or going the way that you want. It's feeling stifled, feeling like you're boxed in, feeling like you can't really spread your wings, you can't really use your voice, you can't really say the things or do the things that you want to. The impact of not being fully expressed is feeling bored. Like just you're going through the days, it's just monotony. You know, each day is kind of the same. There's nothing really exciting going on. Life is just boring and bland. And ultimately, when you aren't fully expressed, you are unfulfilled. And that feeling of unfulfillment, that feeling of missed opportunities, of not taking full advantage of what's in front of you, of, you know, not really utilizing your potential, that is a terrible feeling. And I have felt that. I have felt that in many different ways and many different times in my life. And I'll let you know, that feeling does not go away and it does not get better, especially if you're interested in personal development, transformation work, which I know you are because you're listening to this show. If you allow that feeling of unfulfillment to continue in your life, like it is just, it's like shackles. You know, it's like carrying this burden, these weights with you through life, and it impacts your entire life experience. So that's what happens when you don't allow yourself to be fully expressed. And the reasons why we don't allow ourselves to be fully expressed, you know, they're all over the board. Yet so many times it does come back to fear, being afraid of failing, being afraid of being laughed at, being afraid of being told you're no good. Whatever it is, it comes down to fear. And so at the core of this, if you are really struggling with fully expressing yourself, then you need to address that fear. And unless you actually tackle and address the fear that's going on, the stuff is just going to continue. You'll continue to feel frustrated, stifled, bored, unfulfilled. But don't get too stressed out. Don't fret about it, because I'm going to be talking about how you can address those fears. I'm going to be sharing with you today how you can start expressing yourself a little bit more, a little bit over here, a little bit over there, how you can gain that confidence, and how you can start to feel the incredible feelings of knowing that, you know, you are being more authentic in your life. It's such a beautiful, wonderful thing when you can walk around being like, man, you know, this is the life that I want to live. Like this is how I want to experience myself in this area, in that area. When you can trust your gut and trust your intuition, just go with it. When you can take risks, when you are okay with being uncomfortable. Like that is such a wonderful space to be in life. And it is possible for you because I've achieved that myself. And let me tell you, I did not think that so many things around self-expression, I just did not think were possible for me because I was so scared. I was so scared, I was so judgmental, and I allowed so many different disempowering conversations in my head to convince me that I should stay quiet and I should stay small. So let's start by talking about what does it mean to actually be fully expressed? And truthfully, it means a lot of things. It means so many different things. You know, it means like listening to your gut. You know, you've got a gut feeling about something, to do something or say something, that intuition kicks in. Part of being fully expressed is just listening to that gut and taking action or not taking action, whatever the gut is telling you to do. It's also about saying what's on your mind, saying what's on your spirit, you know, voicing your thoughts, voicing your opinion, saying no, saying yes, saying what's true for you. That's part of expressing yourself fully. So too is letting your creativity out, like your ideas, let them just flow and let them guide you in whatever feels right for you. Whether it's singing or dancing or creating or building or sculpting or painting or writing or just moving your body in different ways or whatever it is, part of expressing yourself fully is like letting that creativity out, like just letting it rip and going for it. And ultimately, expressing yourself fully means honoring what feels good for you, what feels true for you, what feels healthy for you. It's allowing yourself to be the person that you want to be deep, deep down inside, that person that you are longing to be. It's figuring out ways to let that out little by little. And sometimes we convince ourselves that we can't express ourselves fully because we think, okay, well, expressing myself fully means I have to completely change my lifestyle. I've built this life. I've got a family. I've got kids. I've got job responsibilities. And if part of me wants to be a performer and sing on stage in front of people and travel the world, well, I can't do that because I have all these responsibilities. Well, part of that little conversation is keeping you stuck in the fear. Because there's many different ways you can work on expressing yourself a little bit more, allowing a little bit more of that creativity out. It doesn't have to be going from the family person all the way to the rock star performer. It can be little things. Why don't you sing while you do the dishes? Why don't you pick up that guitar you haven't touched in a year? Why don't you go take lessons in something that's brand new to you but sounds kind of interesting? Like, there's little ways all over the place that you can work on expressing yourself more and more and more. So just be mindful when your own thoughts and your own brain is creating barriers to being expressed and being authentic, because it'll do it all the time to keep you comfortable. Your ego wants to keep you comfortable. When you start expanding and pushing against that comfort zone, your ego and that fear voice in your head is going to start really getting loud and really try to persuade you to stay small, to stay comfortable, to not push it, don't take risks, don't rock the boat, don't say that thing. Let's just keep the status quo. We want everything to be copacetic. That's what that ego is meant to do. It's part of a response to keep you safe. So just recognize, if you're really feeling that impulse within you to express, to create, to be, and you hear that little voice start to talk you out of it, just know that, hey, that's normal as part of it, and I don't have to listen to that little voice. I can move through my comfort zone while that little voice is telling me, no, 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 don't do it. And the way that you know if it's really meant for you to move through that comfort zone and express and allow yourself to just open up is because you'll feel somewhere deep inside, it's like a little bit of excitement. It's like a little bit of nervous excitement. Because you can see that on the other side of that scary thing, on the other side of expressing yourself fully, like, there's a different, stronger, more confident, more self-actualized version of you. And that can create some excitement. Like, oh my gosh, can I really be that person? Oh my gosh, can I really express myself that way? Can I really, like, is that life possible for me? It creates a little bit of excitement. So that's how you know that saying the thing or doing the thing is really what you're supposed to do, because you'll feel that little bit of nervous excitement. The fear might still be there and the fear may never go away, but you can know that it's right for you if you just feel like attracted to it just a little bit. That's your spirit telling you, yeah, you might want to lean into that a little more. So I've talked about on this podcast a number of times, the top 5 regrets of the dying, which is an essay by a woman named Bronnie Ware. She worked in hospice. She worked with people on their deathbeds. And after many years of doing this type of work and talking to so many different people, she noticed a pattern that when people were dying, they had these same 5 regrets. And what's really interesting, as I was thinking about, you know, what I wanted to share with you in this podcast today, that essay just popped in my mind and I went and I looked at it and I said, wow, 3 of the 5 regrets have to do with not being fully expressed. You can't make that up. So the top 5 regrets of the dying are, 1, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. 2, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. 3, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. 4, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. 5, I wish that I had let myself be happier. As I read that, 3 of those jump out to me so strong, having to do specifically with expressing yourself. right? The first one, having the courage to live a life that's true to yourself. That's being fully expressed. A life that's true to you. Being authentic. Honoring that gut feeling, that intuition. Allowing that creativity to come out. That's the number one regret of dying people. That I didn't allow myself to be fully expressed. That I chose to do things and say things and be the person that somebody else wanted me to be. That my parents wanted me to be. That my teachers wanted me to be. That whatever it was, I didn't honor me. That's the number one regret for the dying. And I have to imagine that's a very, very tough place to be when you're on your deathbed and you've gotten a regret like that. The other one that really stood out to me was, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. There you go. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. That's the number three regret of the dying. And the other one that jumped out was, I wish I had let myself be happier. You know, people who are fully expressed or people who are working on expressing themselves more and more, guess what? They're happier. They're just happier. So I really want this to sink in, the importance of being mindful and intentional and sometimes courageous with expressing yourself fully. Because if you don't, you can end up like one of these individuals who, you know, when the time is up, the time is run out, you're just saddled with these regrets. That's just got to be a really, really rough feeling. But it doesn't have to happen. So I want to help you now to figure out where you may not be giving yourself permission to express yourself fully. And so what I want to do is walk you through the 6 F's framework. It's a perfect framework to do a little self-evaluation and to find out, okay, I'm not expressing myself in this area of my life, or maybe in that area of my life, or maybe in this way. So let's walk through the 6 F's frameworks together. And, you know, as you're listening, be thinking, like, do any of these resonate with you? Because if any of these resonate, then that's an area that you may not be fully expressed and that you might want to start focusing on. So remember, the 6 F's are faith, family, friends, fitness, finance, and fun. And it's part of the framework to having it all. Because if you are experiencing abundance and you are being and experiencing love and all 6 of those F's, or you're trending in that direction, you're going to feel like you have it all. If you can say, yeah, you know, my faith, I feel really strong with my faith. Check that box off. My family, you know, my family's not perfect and we don't always get along all the time, but you know what? Like, we're moving in the direction that I want us to move in. I'm going to check that box off, right? And you just go down the list with friends, with fitness, with finance, with fun. If you could say, wow, I feel abundant and loving in all those areas. Hey, guess what? You have it all. So let's use that same framework as we're discussing being fully expressed. So being fully expressed in your faith, I mean, it can look like a lot of different things. One thing that comes to my mind is just practicing your faith more intentionally or more frequently. Carving out time to be in that spiritual place, to be in that present space with yourself, to be with Source, to be with God. Those quiet times, those moments of introspection. Right? That's part of fully expressing yourself in that area. It's just creating the time and developing the practice around your faith. When it comes to family, being more fully expressed can look like just making more quality time for family. You know, creating the space for you all to come together and be with each other. Not be on the devices, not be all doing separate things, but being together as a family. Or it could look like maybe sharing what has been on your heart with your family. Maybe there's things that you haven't actually verbally expressed to them and you want to share. Maybe there's things that you want to open up about and you want to let them know. Maybe there's things that, you know, they don't know about you and your life and you're just thinking, man, you know, I'm feeling stifled and boxed in and, you know, frustrated and angry at myself for not letting them in on these things. That could be what it looks like to express yourself fully when it comes to family.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to friends, expressing yourself fully with friends might be, you know, putting ideas out there for you all to do some fun things, things that you've always wanted to do. Like, man, I've always envisioned us going whitewater rafting, but I never put it out there. I never asked them. Or maybe it looks like asking your friends questions that you've never asked them before, having conversations with them that you've never had before, sharing things about yourself that you never had with your friends. Or maybe it looks like going out to meet friends and develop new friendships and relationships. If you don't feel like you have any deep friends and any deep bonds, maybe expressing yourself fully in that area is opening yourself up to those people and those individuals and those relationships to come into your life, putting yourself out there, being courageous, going and meeting new people. That could all be a part of expressing yourself fully when it comes to friends. And your fitness, expressing yourself fully might look like just allowing yourself to imagine living and being at a different level of your fitness, a different level of your health. Imagining yourself, you know, doing different things with your body and moving in certain ways and eating in certain ways, just giving yourself that ability to use your imagination to visualize it. Or perhaps it looks like actually going out and trying new physical things. Maybe it's new physical things that you were intimidated by. Maybe you've always wanted to do a physical challenge. You know, run a race, a 5K, a 10K, a marathon. Maybe you've wanted to do one of those tough physical events, those Spartan races or Tough Mudders or something like that, but you were just intimidated by it. Maybe it looks like going out for the sports team. Maybe you're in high school or college, or maybe there's just like an adult league you wanted to join, but you've allowed that little fear voice to get in there and work its thing. I've been there, by the way. I remember very vividly my junior year of high school. I've been playing soccer my entire life up to that point. So I was 4 when I started playing soccer, and I was about 16, 17 when I was in that junior year. And the next level for me would have been going out for the varsity team because I played on the JV for those 3 years. But I was intimidated. I said, man, the people on varsity are bigger than me. They're stronger than me. They're faster than me. They're more skilled than me. And so I let that little fear voice get in there and work its thing. And guess what? I never tried out for the team. But I convinced myself that that was a smart move because I said, you know what? Soccer will be a distraction. I need to focus on my grades. I need to focus on studying for the SATs because, you know, college is coming up and I want to go to college. And you know what? It's actually better for me to not even go out for this team because, you know, I'll be able to focus more on my studies and blah, 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 blah. So I know exactly what it feels like to not allow myself to be fully expressed and to not allow allow that fear to keep me from even getting close to my comfort zone, particularly in this area of fitness. I've been there. When it comes to your finances or your work or your career, you know, allowing yourself to feel fully expressed might look like, you know, maybe it's taking on a project that interests you, but you've been a little scared to do it. Maybe it was a big project. Maybe you had a lot of responsibilities. Maybe it was going to require a little bit more hours or effort or energy from you. And it interests you and excites you, but you're kind of scared at the same time. Or maybe expressing yourself at work looks like having that conversation with your boss or your manager about your role or about your salary. Maybe it's like, listen, I feel like I deserve this promotion, and I feel like I deserve this salary in my new role. Not that what you're offering me. I feel like I deserve this. Maybe that's expressing yourself fully. Or perhaps it's speaking your truth to a coworker. Maybe you have a coworker that oversteps their boundary and doesn't respect your boundary. Maybe you need to hold a standard in some way. Maybe someone keeps coming in your office or keeps bothering you or keeps doing inappropriate things, but you just let it slide. And now is the time for you to express yourself and stand for yourself and love and honor yourself. It can look like a lot of things. And finally, when it comes to fun, expressing yourself fully might just be like allowing that creativity to get out. Picking up the pen and drawing, getting that paintbrush, going outside, putting some music on and dancing, getting your little piece of cardboard out there and, you know, a little hat and doing some breakdancing and windmills and stuff. It just might be like creative expression. Or maybe expressing yourself in fun looks like picking up a hobby, you know, having something in your life that you do simply for the enjoyment of it. I garden. It's an awesome hobby. I love it. I do it mostly because I just enjoy the experience of being outside and being in nature and watching things grow. And sometimes I get some food and hey, that's cool too. Expressing yourself when it comes to fun might also just be simply allowing yourself to have fun. You know, sometimes some people just don't give themselves permission to have fun. It's like, nah, laughing's not important. Doing something simply for pleasure is not important. Well, actually, it is important only if I've worked a 14-hour day and now I got to drink this drink and sit and do this thing over here on the couch because it feels good. That's when I'll do it. But you know, any other type of fun? Nah, I'm not into that. You know, expressing yourself fully might just be allowing yourself to have a little fun, to laugh at things, to do things simply because they feel great. And I'm all about healthy fun, by the way. I'm all about doing things that feel good, that are healthy for you. Because I'm sure a lot of those hard drugs feel good, but they sure as hell aren't healthy for you. So you can go through those six F's and figure out somewhere in your life where you may not be feeling fully expressed. I'm sure during the last few minutes as I went over all those things, something popped out for you. And so as we conclude today, I want to give you some next steps. Because this is a great conversation. It's fun to listen to. I'm sure you felt motivated and you felt your energy spike a few times. But listen, if you don't take any sort of action, nothing's going to change. Things don't change if things don't change. So if you want to stop feeling bored with life, if you want to stop feeling unfulfilled, if you want to stop feeling stifled and frustrated, and you want to start feeling like you are really letting it rip, that you're going for it in life, that you're expressing yourself, that you're being true and authentic, then guess what? You've got to take some action. It has to be more than simply a cool podcast you listen to that one day. There's too much of that stuff going on. People spend way too much time just consuming, and not putting anything into action. And one thing you'll know about me after listening to the show for a while is I'm about massive action. I'm about jump out that airplane, jump off that diving board, go, take some massive action. That's how you create shift in your life. Do something. Massive action looks like a lot of different things for a lot of different people. Sometimes massive action is waking up at 5 a.m. and doing something for yourself. Doesn't always have to look like this, you know, crazy, enormous thing. But the point is, you got to take action. It's on you to activate it. So here's what you do next. First, identify exactly where you want to be expressing yourself more. Figure out in exactly what area you aren't just letting it rip in life. Go through the six F's and just do a quick scan of all the different roles you have in life, all the different things you do in life, and figure out where you aren't feeling fully expressed. Step one. Step two. Determine exactly, specifically, what does it mean to express yourself in that area. I'm talking specifics, not generality. Get specific. Expressing myself in my faith means that I carve out 5 minutes a day for prayer, and one time a week, I carve out 30 minutes to read from a spiritual book. That's specific. Not, I make more time to practice my faith. No. Because here's the thing, you won't do the latter. You won't just make the time to practice your faith. No, but if you get specific on 5 minutes here, 30 minutes there, that is something that you can put on a calendar. And that's what you need to do. You have to actually make the time for the thing. You have to get specific as to what exactly it is and then go and make it happen. So step three is simple. It's simply do it. You know where you want to express yourself. You know exactly how you want to express yourself. So now go and do it. Go express yourself. Go. There's nothing else to do after that. Right? You just keep the process going over and over and over again. Those are your next steps. And once again, I'm going to close by reminding you how important this is, because on the other side of the spectrum, where having it all is on one side, on the other side of that spectrum is what I call IOU syndrome. Imbalanced, overstressed, uninspired. The IOU person is definitely not expressing themselves fully in some way. Believe that. If you're feeling imbalanced, overstressed, uninspired, then I guarantee you aren't allowing yourself to fully be who you want to be, who you know yourself to be. You aren't letting it out. But you know what? You have the power to shift that. You have the power to make that, to change that and to make a difference. And after today's conversation, after listening to this for the past 30 minutes or so, you now have more awareness around where you aren't allowing it to open up in life, around where you're not letting it rip, where you're not expressing yourself fully. Your awareness around that has gone up, guaranteed. Meaning you know now where it is. Ah, this is the area that I'm not expressing myself fully. Okay. And so guess what? With that new awareness, you now have a choice. You can either start expressing yourself more in that area, lean into it, muster up a little bit of courage, take some action. That's choice number one. Or you lower the bar on your life. You lower the bar on yourself. You say, it's not really that important for me to do that. I probably shouldn't do that. You lower the bar, and then you try to convince yourself that that's okay. And you tell me, which of those two sounds like a having it all experience? Which of those two scenarios sounds like you're going to end up with the top regrets of the dying? You already know the answer. You already know the answer, and that's a beautiful thing, because right now you have clarity. Clarity. When people have clarity, there's no more confusion, there's no more ambiguity, it's just move. So I'm very, very excited for you, because I will just, again, I will share from my perspective and my experience, so many things open up, life becomes so much more beautiful and grand and fun, and you feel so much happier when you start to express yourself more. And I guarantee it for you as well. I guarantee that you will start seeing things with the glass half full. Your life experience will change as you begin to express yourself more, and as you start to feel more and more like just authentic, like you're being you. You're being the person that you feel like you were born to be, you were destined to be. And you aren't allowing the fear to keep you caged in, the fear to keep you boxed in. That's a terrible feeling. Man, that feeling sucks. I spent many years, many, many, many years with that taste in my mouth. That taste of having two options, a love option and a fear option, and constantly choosing fear. Constantly choosing to stay intimidated. Constantly choosing to stay small. Constantly choosing to not trust myself. That sucks. So you have the ability to make a shift. You can make the change in your life. You can feel more fully expressed, and you can have it all. I'm telling you that as an example from myself, and I'm giving you permission to go for that. I'm giving you permission to have it all. I'm giving you permission to be fully expressed. So now you got no excuses. So take that. I am so excited for you, like just taking everything from this conversation and run with it. It's going to be a magical thing. once again, if you want to connect with me and be like, you know, tell me something from this episode you liked or didn't like, hit me up. Matthew@MatthewBivens.com is my email, or on Instagram, I'm @Matthew_Bivens. And if this episode resonated with you, if you got something from it, please think about one person you can share it with. This type of conversation can change a person's life, guaranteed. So if you got something from this, think of one person in your life that you could be like, hey, I want you to go listen to this podcast episode. There's something in here for you. And go and have an impact on someone else. All right. That's a wrap for me today. I appreciate you so much for hanging out with me. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for opening yourself up to new ideas. Thank you for allowing yourself to be a little bit uncomfortable and wear on some new experiences. It's a beautiful thing. It's all part of your growth. And I'm holding space for your growth, your healing, your transformation. So I appreciate you. I love you. My name is Matthew Bivens, and here is to you having it all. Quick note about the Having It All podcast. I am not a doctor nor a licensed therapist. I'm a guy with a story and a passion for conscious conversation. My thoughts, opinions, and beliefs are my own. So please consult with your doctor or healthcare provider regarding any questions or issues you have related to your personal, physical, or mental health.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.